Good morning. We have got Simon on the phone.
Morning, Simon.
Hi, Helen. Hello, guys.
Good morning. Hi. How are you, Simon? How's things?
Oh, I'm fine. I went for a nice day out yesterday at the Watercress line, and I got to drive an actual steam engine. I'm not joking.
Oh, my God.
How did that happen?
Well, I turned up at Rockley train station, and they were doing a special steam engine driving session. You had to pay an extra £15 for it, so I paid for it.
Yeah.
In the T-bar, it's called the T-bar, it's off the hill. And then I just booked it in at about 12:30. I went down there with my friend Mark and Mary, and Mark filmed me on my phone, which is cool, which I'm putting on YouTube later today, which is amazing.
Oh, of course you are, yeah.
And I got to learn how to drive an actual steam engine, which is quite an experience, you said.
How far did you get to drive it?
About, not that far, I'd say about probably 30, maybe 50, 40 foot or sort of yards or something like that.
Okay, it's an experience. And I take it there was a professional actual train driver with you, and just say, here's the steam train, off you go.
Yeah, it was a driver. There was a driver and a fireman with me. So they show you how to operate the controls. You have to have the radiator on your left side. You have the vacuum brake in front of you. You have the gear where you want to steer it forwards or backwards. And you just release the handbrakes, the brakes, obviously. And you just push the regulator slowly. And you start shunting off. And you just go at a certain speed. And then you just put the brakes on, and you turn the radiator off first, obviously, before you put the brakes on, and they stop the engine, and then you just do the reverse. Oh. And it's quite fun, quite relaxing. Yeah. I found it quite interesting.
Imagine. And did you have to do, like, the shoveling of a coal and all that sort of stuff, or someone else does that, don't they?
Well, you can't do that if you're driving the engine. You're
of course
driving,
not.
You can't.
Yeah.
John!
I knew that, clearly.
John, it's not possible. You can't do that. Actually, Simon, maybe yes. There was only one Simon.
Only one Simon, but you're multi-talented. You're good, but not that good.
Yeah. No,
like that. But is that a dream come true for you then, Simon, to do that?
Yeah, it's one of my many wishes on my bucket list.
Oh, there you go.
Which I want to do in my life.
Tick on that one for you.
I'm so chuffed out in the mood, like, wow.
Chuffed, I like the pun there, you're chuffed. Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh.
I didn't even have to be a fireman before I paid the driver. You're supposed to be a fireman before you come to drive it. What you do is you start out by cleaning the engine, get to know the engine, cleaning the coal at the end of the day, and cleaning it. Then after that, you go to stage two, where you become a fireman. Then after that, you go to stage three.
And you just jumped it all and went straight into driving it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Of course, yeah. Fast track race to drive it.
So is this going to be your new job then, Simon?
Oh, I don't know.
We're going to be like...
Make a new job.
go between Waterloo and ports of harbour, you know, multiple times a day.
Can you make sure they're on time, Simon?
I certainly will, Helen.
Oh, excellent. Especially when I'm heading into London for work. I'd really appreciate that.
In a steam train?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd love that. We can YouTube it, John.
Oh, brilliant. So, I mean, I've always looked at train drivers and also the step-up people who obviously I know don't do the driving but do the coal shoveling. That looks really tiring though. I get you've got some muscles to do that, shoveling all the coal and stuff.
I could do that. I'm a great digger, so I'm used to moving not heavy soil, so I could be a fireman easily. Obviously it's quite complex. You've got to make sure you get the right kind of coal, and you've got to release the shut the firebox at the right time and have it really sort of standpoint. It isn't as easy as it seems, but you can do it once you get the skills into your mind that wise.
I'm feeling you're like one of those people that just turns your hand to anything, you know. Your life is just so amazing, Simon.
I know, I'm literally a 007 James Bond person, literally.
What's next? You're going to have a go at, driving planes and stuff, is that,
Or flying planes, I don't know. I have been in a plane, I haven't flown one.
No, okay.
But my uncle took him up in the plane. I think he offered me to fly it once. I think I might have done, but not for too long. Once, when I was a young lad, and I was a teenager, and I was about 17 years old, so I did a little bit of flying session, but only for about 5 minutes, let me control the plane up and down. Nothing too serious.
We won't be seeing you fly a jumbo jet out of Heathrow anytime soon, then.
That's
quite big.
You need 2 points to fly that, literally. You can't fly that on your own, no chance.
I'm just thinking, Simon, I've had a thought. HS2 is having a few problems. You know, seeing as you're into trains, there you go. That you could be the coordinator and get it back on track.
Yeah, I could get that Manchester link back to Birmingham done no time.
There you go. Simon's a man for the job. But yeah, the weather then. I mean, today we're here and it's going to be a beautiful day, and it's certainly very warm. It doesn't feel like, what, early October at all, does it really?
No, it feels like we're in summer at the moment. It's sort of like temperatures of 25 Celsius potentially, because working towns are, I'm not joking. It's looking very, very hot time of year. What we call Indian summer temperature, 25 Celsius again, John. Incredible temperature.
And is it going to continue? Do we think we're going to see nice weather into next week? Or what's going to happen over the next few days?
We will turn a little bit unsettled next week on Wednesday 11th of October, and it will get a little bit unsettled, but it will still be quite warm, high to 19 or 22 Celsius, and then it will cool down Thursday down to 16 Celsius. It'll warm up again up to 19 Celsius, and it will just stay, I'd say it's going to stay warm right into November, John, by the looks of it, with the temperatures by day high at 19 or 20 Celsius across Woking Town locally.
So what you're saying, this sort of weather we're going to see in November as well?
Well, it could get quite stormy in November if this, this warm weather continues. I wouldn't be surprised. The ball for that to doom is powering up across the north part at the moment, up at 10 HP, which will create more of these bad storms across the Atlantic eventually. So it's any amount of time we get. So we might get more storms in November. I wouldn't be surprised. I think it'll be a wet November.
We always say that, you know, sort of climate change, you know, we talk about it, but actually this is the result, you know, weather like this at this time of year, I mean, it's unseasonable, isn't it, really?
Well, we had a 29.5 Celsius back in 2011, so we've had hotter Octobers than this. This is nothing compared to that year.
Okay.
But it is getting hotter, and we have lost a lot of ice in the Antarctic and the South Pole where the penguins live, which is bad this year. We're in unprecedented hot temperature times now across the world globally, so it's becoming a bit of a joke, really. We're getting quite serious, quite dangerous, quite worrying in the world at the moment with things going on with the climate. So
The impact of of what we're seeing, climate change in front of our eyes with weather like this today, and wider winter. I'm thinking, you know, we mentioned November, it's going to be quite nice, weather-wise, quite warm. What about sort of, you know, thinking about December, Christmas, into January, are we going to get any kind of, like, cold snaps, do you think?
It's possible. There's a 35% chance, but it depends on how powerful the North Pole is, before such a doom. If that's powerful, and jet stream is quite powerful across the North Pole and all that powered up, then it's unlikely. We should have quite a warm start to winter and a cold end to with El Nino across the Eastern Pacific region, but we could have a cold spell in January because it's an El Nino Jokio potentially next year across the UK. But it's all to play for at the moment, so it's all up for grabs, John, basically.
Okay, so anything can happen, it probably will with the weather in this country, but for now, we'll just make the most of the nice weather, and we can just fool our brains into thinking it's actually still summer. I mean, you know, that's a nice way to spend the summer.
South of the UK, not in Scotland, because of course more parts of Scotland have had a huge amount of rain, flooding, wireway lines were shut yesterday, and they've had too much rain in such a short amount of time. I think it's over 154 minutes of rain across the northwestern parts of Scotland.
A game of two halves, isn't it, depending on what part of country you're in?
Yes, it does, really. Well, the Scottish mountains in Scotland, high ground, very high up, that's why the rain totals are so high, because the higher you are, the heavier the raindrops are, the more rain you get. The lower you are, the less the raindrops will be, because of gravity, the height, it's how it works, basically, scientifically speaking. So, yeah, we are literally very lucky to be in the south of the UK, where Scotland at the moment is suffering and flooding at the moment, but it will vary this autumn, the weather across the UK, as we've seen so far.
But down south, we get the nice weather, so, yeah, we can put our shorts on and have a barbecue, and everyone up north can just, like, shiver. And yeah, I'm tempted. I'm very tempted. I've got the burgers in the freezer and everything ready to go. I'm thinking that everyone listening, including Helen, probably thinking, oh, I want to see Diamond Driver Steam Train. So tell us about your YouTube channel. How can we find it?
On Simon AGM.
Oh, she's writing it down.
I'm writing it down, Simon.
Simon AG Evans. So, yeah, you're going to have another subscriber now. Just look at your subscriber list.
Thank you much. Oh. I've got one live special Eagle Owl at the Centre Parks, basically. My parents are on holiday at Centre Parks, and I can't read the names of the Centre Parks they're at, but it's one of the new Centre Parks in the UK. So they've gone on holiday there, so I've got an owl video, which is cool on there. and he's out, and I've got other videos, got some steam trains, I've got lots of things on there, guys.
That's a lot. I mean, it can keep you occupied. If you don't fancy going out and enjoying the sunshine, you can spend an afternoon with you on YouTube, find out what you've been up to. So Simon ATM is on YouTube. Simon, have a good week, and we'll catch up next Sunday.
Thank you, Simon.
Thanks a lot, John. Cheers.
See you later. Have a good day. There we go. Thank you. There's Simon. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. How cool is that? Driving a steam train.
I'm going to watch this YouTube video.
I've got to go and see it. So go and check that one out. And we'll catch up with Simon at around the same time next Sunday to find out what's going on with the weather and just to have a general catch up as well.